Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, January 4th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Poland's agriculture minister voiced hopes that a recently enacted Belarusian embargo on Polish exports will not last long, as it is more harmful to Minsk than to Poland. The regime of Belarus's autocratic leader Alexander Lukashenko announced the move last month in response to Western sanctions against Minsk over the migration crisis on the Polish-Belarusian border. Henryk Kowalczyk, who also serves as deputy prime minister, told the state news agency that the embargo posed a certain difficulty for Poland's food industry, but not a very big one. Our trade with Belarus is worth around 20 million euro a year, he explained, which accounts for 0.6% of Polish food exports. The Belarusian embargo includes Polish beef, poultry, pork, milk and milk products, fruit, vegetables, nuts and sweets, among other goods and products. Poland's health minister Adam Niedzielski announced on Monday that new COVID-19 restrictions may be introduced this week if infection rates continue at their current pace. In an interview with RMF-FM radio station yesterday, Niedzielski pointed to a clear warning sign of increasing infections. Cases rose by 10% last Friday and 25% on Sunday, compared with the week before. According to Niedzielski, if the number of infections continues to rise at the present rate this week, we're going to introduce further curbs, adding the announcement would happen probably on Wednesday or Friday. The health minister specified that the new restrictions would target economic activities, such as shopping malls or similar establishments. Referring to the new highly contagious Omicron strain of the coronavirus, Niedzielski stressed that each of us is exposed to contact with Omicron, and therefore not getting vaccinated shows a lack of responsibility. Polish government officials recently announced plans to offer new e-services and unveiled new investments in fiber optic networks starting in 2022. In an interview with Polish radio, the government's commissioner for cybersecurity, Janusz Cieszyński, described plans for increased functionality of the mój.gov.pl website and the mObywatel mobile application. According to Cieszyński, the government also has plans to unveil new investments in the national fiber optic network, co-financed by the European Union, with the goal of providing every household in Poland access to fast broadband by 2030. Since new traffic laws went into effect on January 1st, over 400 tickets have been issued to drivers in Pomerania, including four for the highest amount of 2,500 zloty. In the first 2 days of January, police issued three tickets for 2,000 zloty, nine tickets for 1,500 zloty, 47 tickets for 1,000 zloty, and 42 tickets for the sum of 800 zloty. According to one police officer, most drivers have responded to the new regulations by driving more carefully, but there are exceptions. A driver receiving the maximum penalty of 2,500 zloty was recently caught on the M6 between Reda to Weherowo, going at a speed of 173 kilometers per hour in a 70 kilometer per hour zone. On Saturday, January 1st, and Sunday, January 2nd, policemen also detained 24 drivers for drunk driving and confiscated an additional 9 driving licenses for speeding in a built-up area.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a good chance of rain showers in the late afternoon and a gentle breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 7 degrees centigrade, or 44 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to an overnight low of 2 degrees centigrade, or 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperatures will continue to drop as the week progresses, with a chance for some snow on Thursday, followed by clearer skies and colder temps on into the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.